Breakup sex was a bad idea. One that could cause more harm, but I wanted it anyway. It didn't matter that Corinne, my love of 3 years, was leaving me for someone in her running group. It didn't matter that she cheated on me with this blonde hair, blue eyed, perfect ass woman with the straight white teeth and the business degree from Yale. I mean, with a package like that, who could resist? Corinne texted me to ask if we could meet for drinks and talk. It had been 3 months since she left me for Malibu Barbie, and most of my rage had simmered to a low boil. I agreed, knowing we'd fuck. I gave two shits about her shiny new relationship. I had already fucked two men, something she called me a bad lesbian for. But I never proclaimed to be a lesbian, and I loved cock just as much as a straight woman. We agreed upon a bar tucked away under the bustle of Chicago's busy State Street. It was in the basement of a champagne bar called something stupid like Bubbles or whatever. I arrived 7 minutes late on purpose and found her sitting in a corner booth. She had already ordered something in a small dark green glass. I watched her eyes, dark as glittering sapphires, light up when she saw me. "Hi, Bella," she said, kissing my cheek. Her proximity to my body, the familiar scent of her skin, sandalwood mixed with something sweet, almost knocked me backwards. "It's Amy," I replied. No longer being together meant we were no longer using pet names. "Right," she nodded as she returned to her seat. I sat across from her. A pretty server with long fire engine red hair and thick black framed glasses approached me with a smile and a menu. "Give you a minute, or do you know what you'd like?" she asked. "I'll have the house Manhattan," I replied. "Great, I'll be right back," she said and sauntered off. "So," Corinne started. "So?" I raised an eyebrow in expectation. "How are you?" "How am I, really?" I sighed. "I'm great, fine. How are you?" "Hey, I didn't come here to argue." She placed her hand on top of mine, and I shrank away as if it burned. "I know. And there are good days and not so good days like anything else." I lowered my voice and put my hands in my lap. "It's been a roller coaster for me too," she said. "You. A roller coaster for you. Am I supposed to feel bad for you?" The rage rose like bile in my throat. The redhead returned with my drink. We declined food, but Corinne ordered another one. "I love you, Belle. Amy. I'm sorry. I really do, and I miss you. I am so sorry things went the way they did." She wrapped her hands around her glass. I softened, but only a little. "Yeah, me too," I managed. She had cut her floppy black mop into a super short pixie. It showcased her jewel-toned eyes, and I could feel my resolve crumbling. Of course, she picked up on this, grinning flirtatiously as if all was forgiven, and reached for my drink. "May I?" I nodded and reached for hers, a ritual we shared when we went out. I tried not to follow the V of her low-cut top to the slight swell of cleavage her small breast offered. It didn't really matter what I was looking at, just being in her presence was enough to get me wet. It was no surprise when she later told me to get into the cab she hailed. It was also no surprise when she put her hand on my thigh and inched up my inner thigh. I pushed her away. It's not that I didn't want it. I just wasn't going to give it up that quickly. Corinne kissed me the instant we walked through her door. I shoved her. She tried again, and I let her and then shoved her again, but this didn't deter her. "What are you doing, you little slut? You know you want it," she said against my mouth, her grip on my hair tight and pulling. "Oh, so now you want to fuck?" I slid my hand between her legs and then back up to her little nipples. I pinched her hard. Didn't want much to do with me before Barbie came along. She slapped me hard across the face and I slapped her back, eyes fiery and challenging. I grabbed her jaw and kissed her mouth fervently while working my other hand into her jeans, finding her pussy drenched. "Looks like you've missed me," I said, pushing two fingers inside of her. She rocked her hips against me, wrapping her hand around my neck. The harder she squeezed, the harder I let her have it. Pressure was building in my cheeks and temples, but I refused to ease up. She let go and I slipped out of her, pressing my fingertips to her clit. I rubbed her in circles just the way she liked, watching her double over as she came. I withdrew my hand and licked my fingers. Making her come was so easy. She pulled me into the bedroom and we climbed on her bed. I thought about Barbie and what she might think of our little tryst. I imagined her sitting in Corinne's comfy chair in the corner, watching me pull Corinne's jeans down and inhale her scent before I ran my tongue over her thong. Corinne spread her legs wide and moved the tiny slice of fabric to the side, thinking I was going to keep going. I climbed on top of her instead, kissing her mouth, bit her lower lip while groping her chest. She pulled my shirt off and took a handful of my breasts, my flesh pushing between her fingers. She used to joke that if she ever got a boob job, she'd want ones like mine. She unclasped my bra and flicked my nipple with her tongue, then bit it, pulling. I grabbed what I could of her hair, my pain threshold tiptoeing on a tight rope between pleasure and too much. I pressed my pussy against her thigh and started grinding on her. When her attention moved to my other nipple, I squirmed out of my jeans and underwear. She was gentler with this one, circling it with her tongue tip before enveloping it with her full lips. I removed her shirt and bra, then ran my tongue over the bars pierced through each of her nipples. What is the deal with breakup sex? I turned this thought over in my mind as I sucked and bit her. There was something so salacious about it. It was like I wanted to break up just to get to the super hot sex and then get back together again. "Should I get the strap on?" she asked. I liked being penetrated, but again, more so with a live male cock. I tolerated the strap on, but she didn't know. "Not this time," I said, knowing there wouldn't be another time, but she didn't need to know that either. She put her mouth on my pussy after opening my legs, knowing that was going to get me off. She used to tell me how much she loved hearing me come. She spent so much time researching my body with her mouth, her fingers, and with toys just to find the right movement and pressure. I gave in to the warmth of her lips on mine, her little tongue swirling around and teasing my clit. Her hands in need of the tender flesh of my inner thighs as she made out with my pussy. Sometimes the act of feeling her whole mouth there got me close to coming. I was caught between wanting to be teased and wanting an orgasm to ravage me. I rocked my hips up and down against her. She knew what I was going after and backed off, kissing the inside of my hips, glancing up at me, grinning before visiting my pussy again. Thoughts of wanting some 69 action filtered into my imagination, and I asked her if she wanted it. "Fuck yes to that," she exclaimed. "Me on top?" "Always," I smiled, knowing she liked her asshole played with while being eaten. She climbed on top of me, situating herself over my mouth, wrapping her arms around my thighs, and got back to consuming me while I dragged my tongue over her lips first before dipping into her opening. I grabbed her ass as she got to grinding on my face. I spread her cheeks open wide so I could look at her as I licked. She pressed the flat of her tongue above my clit, and I felt the stirrings of an orgasm moving to the surface. I loved being locked into this position, her whole body on mine, the taste and smell of her in my face while receiving the pleasure she expertly gives. I slid my index finger along her asshole and then pressed my thumb against it as she moaned into my cunt. She squeezed my thighs as she licked around my clit, then returning to the spot just above it, pushing her tongue into it. "Don't stop," I said. I felt her smile. "I'm close too. Keep your thumb where it is." I rubbed her asshole and licked her faster. Hearing her audible pleasure while getting so much attention allowed me to let go into the sensations of being taken under and drowning in coming. I cried out and she followed, the tone of her bellowing lower than mine. I wanted to bottle up that sound and carry it with me as a reminder of what we used to be. As we settled, she kissed my inner thighs and I smacked her ass. She rolled off of me and repositioned herself so her head was on my chest, her arm draped around my waist. "You know I love you, right?" She looked up at me. I nodded, the prickly feeling of anger returning. I didn't want any feelings muddling up the gloriousness that was the sex we just had. She kissed my cheek. I waited to feel her body relax, her breathing settling into a light, steady pace, alerting me to her falling asleep before I carefully climbed off the bed, got dressed, and walked out.